Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. We've got a great show for you today. Psychic medium Elisa Pini is here. And if you've not had a chance to call in and speak to Lisa before, I'm going to encourage you to do it now because the switchboards are already lighting up across the skies tonight. The call-in number, of course, is on your screen right there at 323-657-1493. You got to press 1, though, because that's the little cue that tells me you actually want to ask a question. Otherwise, I think you're just dialing in to listen on your phone, which a lot of folks do. Also, if you're listening on West Star Radio Network across the pond in the UK, number one, thanks for taking time out of your drive time home to be with us this afternoon, and we wish you a safe commute as you head home or wherever your journeys take you. Today, when we bring Lisa on, she's going to be answering your questions. We'll ask that you keep it to one. You'll have a chance to chit-chat with Lisa, but we want to make sure we get to as many callers today as we possibly can. So stick to the one question and try not to go off in 14 other directions. It's really tough. Because, you know, it's just our nature. We want to do that. I will tell you, though, Lisa was very generous today in offering a special deal. So after you ask your question, if you want to spend more time with her, you can actually book a private appointment with her and get a deal. On the show page today on Rated G Radio on the Blog Talk platform, there's a link to like Lisa's Facebook fan page. Say that 5 times fast. And you can click that link and send her a message. And when you book your appointment, her normal rate for a 30-minute session is $75. She's going to knock off $25 for you, so you'll get a whopping deal. So please make sure if you'd like to schedule more time with Lisa, you go to like her Facebook fan page and send her a message. And now I've got to go find Lisa because we've got all of these callers on hold. There we go. Lisa, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
Hi, Garrett. I am wonderful. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm thrilled that you're here because I know the last time that you were on the show, people just were raving about what a fantastic experience they had and how on point you were with everything. And so I'm just really honored that you have time out of your schedule to come and do this because I know that you do all kinds of stuff, but your schedule is always, always busy. So having you here is really a great honor. So thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You bet. We've got a ton of people that have lined up. Is there anything that you want to either share with the listeners before we jump into calls or words of wisdom before we take the first caller from Rose?
Well, let's just remind everybody that everybody has free will. When they speak with the psychic, we do the best we can to answer your question as to what path you're on at this time. But there is something called free will, and you've got the opportunity to maybe tweak it or change it. So just keep that in mind when you receive your answer to your question and you're trying to figure out what to do with that.
There we go. Cool. Well, with that, let's jump into the pond here. And our first caller today is coming from Rose. And, Rose, you're live with Lisa. And, Rose, your birthday is December 10th. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thank you for taking
Rose.
My call. Lisa, I just want to know, what do you see for me in the romance department?
Can I get the year that you were born to, please?
56.
Okay. Well, I actually see a tall guy. I'm going to put him about 6 foot. And I think that his hair, once upon a time, was lighter. And then it was darker, and now it's lighter again. And I see this man coming in your life if he's not already here, and he just kind of sweeps you off your feet. I think that he's got kind of a dry sense of humor. I think that you guys have a lot in common on one end, but on the opposite end, I think that you could be totally different, like he'll say the sky is blue, and you'll be like, no, the sky is green. So on a lot of things, you're very parallel, and on a lot of instances, you're not. That kind of keeps that wheel going. But I see a dramatic increase in romance, especially around the end of August, the beginning of September. September 3rd seems to stick in my mind for a reason. So
wonderful.
I'm going to say, you know, summer might be a little slower than anticipated, but the end of summer, you got it, girl. It's going to be good.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Have a great day today. And let me ask you this, Lisa. Do you want the birth year for everybody, or is it just something that would happen to be particular for Rose?
It would be helpful if I got the birth year for everybody.
Okay. So I'm going to come back. If I've already pre-screened you, I'm going to come back and open up that phone line real quick and ask for the year as well. So just be prepared. I'm going to be doing that while Lisa talks to Sophia, who was born January 15th, 1952. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
So, hi there. Do you have to have a Facebook account to like your Facebook? Because I'm a bit of a dinosaur. I don't have a Facebook account.
Yes, you do.
Okay. So you
okay.
might give like your direct contact information to help people who don't have maybe Facebook accounts.
That's
something you might think about.
That's a very good idea. Yeah, thank you so much for suggesting that. But you can reach me on an email. Do you have email?
Yes.
Okay, so you can reach me at Black Cat Psychic.
Okay.
Black, the word color black, cat, C-A-T, psychic, at AOL.com.
At AOL. Okay, super.
Right.
Thank you so much. So my question is, if you see a reunion, and if you do, maybe you might see a date as well for Peter and I.
Yes, I do see a reunion on July 17th. I don't know what that means. But
okay.
July 17th seems to be really significant here. But this is somebody from your past that is coming back to you, correct?
Yes.
I love this. I absolutely love this. And I usually tell people don't go backwards, but for
right.
some reason, you guys, I think you are going to pick up where you left off or rekindle something that was there. But I just absolutely love this. So July seems to be the key month for you.
Okay, so when you say love this, you mean you love the kind of relationship we have, the kind of communication?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the communication, the honesty, the trust, everything is all right there. And this type of love that I see, I'm really picking up as something that you haven't had before. I think you've had love, but I think the depth of the love that you have this time is
yes.
nothing that you've ever experienced.
Very true. Very, very true. Wow. Thank you so much, Lisa.
You're
welcome.
You've
been so helpful.
Thank you.
It was worth giving the year of my birth. I said to Garrett, now don't use it unless you have to, okay?
Yeah, right. But I'm on board with that too, so there we go.
He's a sweetheart. Thank you, and so are you, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you, Sophia.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Okay, there we go. Our next caller is going to be Patricia, and her birth date is January 24th, 1963. Patricia, you're live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Lisa. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, for doing a reading for me. And I wanted to ask, thank you, do you see me staying within the same work that I'm doing or changing? It's either feast or famine with this situation. Like just now I've had a couple weeks off without any type of work coming at me. And so I wanted to find out if I should stay there, it's going to balance out, or just move on?
No, it's very important at this point in your life to move forward, to move on. I think staying where you're currently at is going to hold you back, and you're going to be like the hamster on the wheel. You're spinning, 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 and you're not going anywhere. And I think at this time in your life, it's cause for a new path. I see you traveling down a path here, and it might feel a little unknown to you, but I feel the sense of excitement and adventure. and you're talking about famine, it might not be the best in pay, but I think what you get out of it is going to be worth it to you. So I feel like you're being held back in the job that you're currently in, and I see you going forward. Are you located in California? Why do I keep seeing Northern California?
No, I'm in New Mexico.
Huh. I keep seeing something connected with Northern California. I don't know if a new job has an office there. I have no idea. But I see some kind of connection with Northern California in you. And I love it.
Oh, cool. So something else is coming for me then, is what you're saying. Or I should look for something else.
You should kind of take the bull by the horns and start searching. You know, just hit the search engines, you know, whatever there is out there these days. Kind of be proactive about it. But you will know when something comes across your computer screen and you're reading it, you'll be like, that's what I need to do. That's what I need to do. I feel like you're a healer. I feel like you need to do something with your hands. Work with that, too. Work with that as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm just doing that here naturally, like with all the plants that I have and stuff. I have an acre, and I've healed the whole acre, and it's beautiful.
Good.
Good. But I guess I just keep doing it. I had a dream that I had green all around my hands.
Well, green to me, when I look at dreams, it can talk about news from a distance. So it could be a phone call, news from a distance. It can also mean money. So I kind of feel like it's twofold here for you. So I feel like we're going to have money, but I also feel like you're going to hear news from a distance. So kind of watch that phone line and see what comes up.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa. And I appreciate your $25 off. I'll definitely
You're welcome.
Is that going to be for half an hour or an hour?
It's a half an hour.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your
reading. You're welcome.
Thanks, Patricia.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Gary.
And thank you, Patricia. Our next caller is going to be coming from Lori, and then we have a question from the Blog Talk chat room. So, Lori, you are now live with Lisa, and your birthday is October 14th, 1959. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, thank you for the reading, and I'm currently involved with this lawsuit. I'm trying to I have to decide whether to go with an attorney or go back to small claims court for this kid that did a lot of damage to my car. I think he's like a fraudulent auto repair guy. He advertises on Craigslist. And he just did a ton of damage to my car, and I had to go get a whole new car and a whole different car. And he lies so well, and, you know, I'm just really kind of nervous, and I'm wondering what's going to happen with the courts, if this attorney that I have now is going to help me, or if I should just go with the small claims court.
No, I think the small claims court is definitely not in your favor. I feel like the attorney can do more for you. And attorneys have a way of asking questions and posing things to where, you know, the truth will eventually come out. But by you doing this on your own and just going to small claims, I don't feel that's in your best interest at all. I think that you would walk away with nothing and he'll get by with everything. So I see you, you know, with the attorney, and I do see most of it working out in your favor. I don't feel like every little thing will work out in your favor, but I feel 95% of it will. So I'm going to encourage you to utilize an attorney in this case.
Do you think the attorney that I'm speaking to now wants to help me?
Yeah, I think so. And if he can, I think he'll point you in the direction of somebody that can. So
either way,
this person is going to help you. So if he can't or he doesn't feel qualified, he'll point you with somebody that can. But either way, don't worry about it.
Okay. Oh, thanks.
Okay?
Yeah, thank
you're
you very
welcome.
Much.
Thanks for your call,
you're
Lori.
Welcome.
Good luck to you. And our next call is coming out of the Blog Talk chat room, so thanks for asking, Jules. Jules is born September 16th, 1961, and her question is, she's living temporarily with her mom and would like to know what you see around her finding a good place to live. She lives in Central Florida currently.
Hi, how are you? I think that there is going to be a change, and I see it going a little bit south of where she is. So she's in Central Florida, and I know there's not a whole lot to go further south, but I feel like Southern Florida, there's definitely going to be a place for her to reside. And I feel like this is going to happen within the next 12 months. So a little bit longer with the parents, but not too much longer.
There we go. Jules, good luck to you. Keep us posted on your progress. And our next, and by the way, if you are in the Blog Talk chat room, number one, thanks for being active in there. Make sure to say hi to everybody. And Jules replied back and says, thank you very much. So you're welcome. But if you have a question, if you would like to send it in a private chat, we'll do our best to answer it. We ask you to do that just simply so that way, as the conversation gets going in the chat room, we don't scroll through 8,000 pages of hello and how are yous to try to find out where
right.
that question disappeared to. So please make sure to do that. Our next caller is Jennifer, and Jennifer was born October 9th, 1978. Jennifer, you're live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I just wanted to know if you had any messages for me. And also, I've been being chased by a butterfly lately. I want to know if that's anybody from, like, a deceased loved one or anybody, like a message.
Is it the same one? You feel like it's the same butterfly?
No, it just seems like where I'm going, there just always is a butterfly.
Usually, butterflies and red birds are always signs that loved ones are around you.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you know who it actually is sending that?
Well, I'm going to tell you here. I feel like that this is a female above you, and I feel that this is a mother or a grandmother that's
okay.
sending the butterfly your way, and she loves the reaction on your face. There is a message attached to this. She doesn't feel like you're following your heart, and she
okay.
wants you to take a step back at everything and
uh-huh.
figure out what you need to tweak in your life so that you're happy. Don't be too busy making everybody else happy. Make sure that you're happy too. But I do see some changes coming up for you, especially towards the end of the year. And that Scorpio sign, like right around in November, I see a lot of changes coming up for you. And I think that they're all positive changes. That's when you're going to realize what happiness really is.
Okay. And you're saying by the end of this year?
Yep. By the end of this year. So
that's
some big changes coming up.
Because my aunt passed away, my aunt through marriage passed away. It'll be about a year in July, and I thought maybe she's connected to that.
I'm getting more of a motherly presence, more mother, grandmother. So unless your aunt
I wasn't really
was,
close with my grandmother. She passed away when I was a baby, so I was closer with my aunt.
Do you feel like your aunt was more of a motherly type figure, then absolutely. Okay,
uh-huh.
then absolutely it's probably her. Oh, that is so neat, though.
I mean, even going by the church, there was a butterfly outside.
Why did she
give
me the word strawberry?
What?
Why did she give me the word strawberry?
I just ate some.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm not sure, but she's just like, tell her strawberry. So there you go, strawberry.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, Jennifer,
that's
good
that's
luck to
cool.
you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
That was fun. Everybody should be chased by a butterfly. Okay, our next caller.
I know, right?
Right? Yeah. Hey, by the way, we're about 20 minutes into the show, and if you're just joining the show, I just want to make sure to let you know that Lisa has a very generous offer that she's extending to anybody who calls to schedule an appointment and mentions hearing her on Rated G Radio. It's It's really easy to take advantage of this as well. Simply click the Like Lisa's Facebook fan page link that's on the show page right there. Go like her Facebook fan page and then send her a message and say, I'd like to get the radio special. She's going to take $25 off her 30-minute reading, which is normally $75. You're going to get it for a bargain at $50. So click Lisa's Facebook fan page, like it, send her a message, and you too can take advantage of that offer. We'll remind you about that before the show is over as well, just to make sure to plant that seed really firmly, because you'll want to spend that extra time with Lisa. Here is T. T is born December 9th, 1988, and you are now live with Lisa. Go ahead, T.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
What can I answer for you tonight?
Just wanted to know about romance.
Ooh. Let's see. You haven't been very lucky in that department, have you?
No.
Well, I've got good news and bad news.
Oh,
God. The good news is that there is going to be somebody that comes in. The bad news is it seems like the universe is kind of dragging its feet for this to happen. So I'm going to say to you, I think I'm going to say within 4 years, and I know that that seems like a long time, there will be a marriage. So I'm going to say within the next 9 to 12 months, somebody is going to introduce you to the man that you will marry. And it's not going to be like a set-up blind date or anything like that. It's a casual introduction where you're in the same place at the same time and they're like, oh, by the way, this is Michael. This is so-and-so. And you'll be like, oh, hi. And then you guys just click. So it's a very
okay.
casual introduction, but
mm-hmm.
it ends up being the man you'll marry.
Okay. Why do you think it's, like, taking so long? Is it something that I have to do?
Usually we have to kind of clear up things in our life before we can take on a relationship. We have to make sure that we find ourselves, make sure that we've, you know, that we've kind of accomplished some things. A lot of people get married when they're younger because that's their goal. You know, like, I'm going to get married and have a family. Some people want to have a career. Some people want to travel first. In reality, it's not that long. It sure seems like it to you, but in reality, it's not.
Okay.
You'll be okay.
Do you know how he looks?
Well, does the term tall, dark, and handsome help?
That's pretty much all I date, really.
His eyes are very different, though. His eyes have, I want you to look real closely at his eyes. His eyes kind of have some brown and hazel and maybe like a little bit of gold in there. So they're not just like all brown or all hazel. There's definitely a couple of different colors. That's how you're going to know.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There we go, T. That's kind of exciting for her. She's going to have to call back and let us know when she meets him. And
absolutely.
Our next caller is Annette. Annette was born April 2nd, 1964. You're live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. My question is in regards to a move that I'm about to make. You know.
That's a big move, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I'm feeling a little overwhelmed. I'll be moving in with three other ladies. And I'm really not, I'm 51 years old and really not used to this.
Uh-huh.
This type of living arrangement, and I mean, it's a stepping stone for me because you know I've been taking care of everyone else, and have never really truly been out on my own. I have been out on my own. I've been married before, so, but it's been a while. And the reason why this move is happening is because my sister passed away.
I'm sorry.
And, thank you. And I just kind of felt that her death kind of said it's time for you to start taking care of you.
Uh-huh. This sounds like a Golden Girls episode.
That's interesting. Someone else said the same thing.
Yeah. You know, it's a big move. It's a big step. And
yeah.
I do see it being okay in the beginning. But
mm-hmm.
then you're like, you know what? I think I can do this on my own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you associated with Arizona for any reason?
No. No.
What is with Arizona? Where do you live?
I live in Massachusetts.
Why is it Arizona? What is with Arizona? Have you ever been there?
No. No.
I hear it's hot.
Yes.
You know, move in with the ladies.
But this
and
is only a temporary
that.
Move.
It's a temporary move because I see that you'll be like, I'll be able to do this on my own.
Yes.
I want you to watch for something to do with Arizona. So
okay.
You live in Massachusetts. My guess is it's probably going to be a trip. But there's going to
yes.
be something very significant about that trip to Arizona. So
wow.
kind of watch for that.
Okay. Now, what about this move?
Do it.
Yes. Yes.
Do it for right now. This is where the universe is guiding you. The universe is guiding
yes.
you to, it's kind of like a stepping stone. They're
yes.
like, go here for now, and then something else better is going to happen. So definitely do the move.
Would it be less than a year?
Right at a year. I think it's going to be
okay.
right at a year.
Right at a year. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I got butterflies in my stomach. I can't believe this.
I know, but honestly and truly, it's really going to work out okay.
That's good. Excellent. Thank you so, so very much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank
you.
Many blessings to you.
Thanks, Annette, for the call. You have a great night. And our next caller is coming from Regina. And Regina was born on January 8th, 1979. Regina, you're live with Lisa.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My question is, I'm currently looking, seeking employment. It's going on almost a month now since the last time I've been employed. Just want to see if there are any opportunities coming my way soon.
We've got another 4 weeks, I believe, before an opportunity will present itself. So keep plugging away at it. But right around the 23rd, the 24th of June, that's when I see things really starting to happen. Mercury is in retrograde right now for everybody. And once we get out of that around June 11th, I believe, you know, things will start opening up. But June 23rd, 24th for you, that's when I think things are going to start presenting themselves. And then here's the good news. Is you're actually going to have an option. So it's not like you have to take the first job that comes to you. You're actually
mm-hmm.
going to have a choice. So you'll be able to kind
yeah.
of weigh, should I do this one or that one? So good for you. Just be patient. That's the magic key.
Oh, and like with these opportunities that's coming, are they going to be like the salary and benefits? Is it going to be a good paying, a higher paying
yes.
than I normally get.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty lucrative. I think that you'll be able to get by with them no problem at all.
Okay. Okay.
Woo-hoo!
That's great. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, I also, you know, I love going to work and stuff, and I don't want to get myself so comfortable like, I don't feel like getting out of bed. I don't feel like doing anything. I don't want to get to that point.
Well, use this time right now to just, like, reflect on yourself. How can I make myself a better person? What can I do? Meditate. If you know how to meditate, and actually it's, you know, not hard, I would encourage you to do that. I would encourage you to work on the inside of you right now while you've got this downtime.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
You Thanks, too. Regina. And our next caller, it's actually Sophia number two. It's our second Sophia for the night. And Sophia was born November 25th, 1972. And Sophia, you're live with Lisa. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello. How are you?
I am great. Yourself?
I'm good. Thank you. What can I answer for you this evening?
Well, the question I have for you, Lisa, is I received a phone call last week. I have a pending case, not criminal. It is a lawsuit. I received a phone call last week from my attorney stating opposing counsel has requested, well, why don't we just, you know, get together and mediate, have a mediation, as opposed to going forward with the hearing. And that is scheduled for June the 12th. Do you feel that we will reach a settlement agreement at mediation? And will
I be pleased?
Will I be pleased with it?
Yeah, actually they know. I'm seeing that they know that if it goes to trial or goes to a hearing, that they're going to pay out a whole lot more. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think you're going to be very pleased with the offer, and I'm going to highly encourage you to take it.
Okay.
Oh, this is good. This is real good.
Mm. I know what we demanded, so, and I know how this works, so I know it won't be what we demanded, but I have a figure in my head that is comfortable for me. Does that make any sense? That's
yes,
why I said,
ma'am.
Will I be pleased? Okay.
Yes, ma'am, you will be very, very pleased. And while I don't think it's going to be the exact figure, I think that it's going to be so close in that ballpark, you're going to be like, okay, let's just do this. So
okay.
It's going to turn out very well. So take the mediation and just go in there and just don't let them know that you want the mediation. Just be like, well, we'll just see what they have to say, but I'm still going to court. So let them know that you're not going to tolerate, you know, any mumbo jumbo. But I think you're going to be pretty happy with the end result.
Okay. And to give everyone validation, I'm not a big person on, let's say, timelines, because I know how the spirit world works, but you are really good. I spoke to you 2 months ago. I didn't even tell you what it was a case. My exact words were, I am expecting a downpour. Can you see when I, you know, when this account, because this has been going on a while with my injury. Can you tell me when you expect, you know, me to start or feel like I'll start getting, you know, the downpour?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what you told me? You
what
said,
I don't
know for sure, but why is Memorial Day really hot? You can go back and listen to the archives. So Memorial Day, and I got the call last week. That's close enough to me. Thank you so much,
sweetheart.
You did that.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
you did.
Thank you.
What a great validation. Thanks, Sophia. And let's see. Our next caller is going to be coming from Kita. And Kita was born January 30th, 1978. Kita, you are now live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. Lisa, I'm having this funny thing happen with me in work. And I'm currently temping at the moment. And I wanted to know, do I land something permanent soon? And then also, does this funky stuff that keeps happening at work subside?
I'm not exactly sure I like where you're working. I almost feel like there could be something toxic in that environment. But,
yep.
Okay. But I do feel that there's going to be an offer of full-time employment for you probably in the next 3 or 4 weeks. But I'm just not really liking where you're exactly working. Can you request a different location?
No. I mean, the way that I was actually laid off my last job, so I started contracting so I wouldn't be struggling with unemployment. And in this job, I think it's just, this is just the assignment for where it is now, and I'm just trying to survive until I do find something permanent. But I don't think that the agency would send me some other place because, you know, they're not going to want to lose money on this particular
client. But, well, I see something more in 3 to 4 weeks, but I see something better down the road here. But just kind of when you go into work, take a deep breath. When you leave work, take a deep breath and leave it all at the door. And that'll just kind of rid any, you know, toxic negativity around you because you don't need to carry that around with you.
Why does it feel like it's me? Like they're looking at me. Like it's me. I don't think it's me. I think it's this department.
I don't think it's you either. And I feel it's the leadership in the department that you're in. So I think that, unfortunately, you're the person that they're going to look at. They've got to blame it on somebody. So they're going to look at you and try to lay blame. So people need to be more accountable there where they're at. But again, that's the toxic environment, but I don't see you staying in that toxic environment very long.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yay is good. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks for your
Thank
call,
you.
Kita.
Good luck.
Okay. And for everybody who's still on hold and I haven't screened yet, I'm going to get to you, I think, with our next caller here. And we have Suzanne, born October 5th, 1960. You're now live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I was born 1960, and my question is love life.
Oh, October. You're ready for something here, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it's kind of dangling kind of in front of you, kind of like the carrot. Why aren't you biting? Are you afraid?
Well, no, someone likes me, but he has no time, and so I don't want to do that. So I really have, I'm going to try to go out and about and see if I meet somebody, if it happens. And I'd like somebody from the past who I haven't seen in a while. I don't know if he's going to show up again.
No, I don't think anybody from the past is gonna show up again. And I kind of think that this is where you leave your past in your past.
Okay.
I don't think that that's a good connection for you. However, I see that, you know, the guy that kind of dangles there. He doesn't have any time. So good for you for recognizing if I'm not a priority, then, you know, it's probably not a good fit. January, I think January is going to be the time. So 6 months from now, I think that's when you're going to meet somebody new. So you might date, you might go out a little bit here and there over the summer, into the fall, into the holidays. But I think around January is really when you're going to meet somebody, and it's going to click.
All right, so, but you don't see anybody till then, so even the person dangling around, that's not till January?
You know, if he's not making you a priority, then, you know, don't waste your time, so to speak. But January is when I see you steadily with somebody.
Okay. Do you see anything different with work?
No, that's pretty much copacetic. I think you're just going to kind of cruise with that.
I'm looking for employment for the summer, though.
I'm not seeing a whole lot coming your way with that.
Oh, I have to. I don't get paid for the summer.
Yeah, I think you're going to have kind of a rough time finding something. So if something comes up, I would just take the first thing that comes your way. But I think you're
I have an interview for a bus company part-time over the summer tomorrow.
Okay. If it's offered to you, just take it.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Good luck with you.
Good luck, Suzanne.
Right,
hope you have a great night. And our next caller is Donna. And Donna was born April 22nd, 1954. Donna, you're live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Thank you. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
I want to get in a relationship, get married one day. I haven't been married. I'm 61. But I am going to meet a fellow named Rusty. He's a friend of a friend. He lives in Hawaii sometime in September, October. I wanted to know if anything will develop with him, or do you see someone else coming in for me, or if anyone?
No, actually, I like this guy from Hawaii. I wish it was quicker than September or October, but that old saying, good things come to those who wait. I think in this case, this is very, very true. But I feel like, for whatever reason, the universe is keeping you guys apart until September or October. But then when it hits, it's going to hit very quickly. It's going to be very whirlwind. So you guys are just going to click like, cake and ice cream. And it's just going to be a good thing. It's going to be a very good thing.
Oh, good. Yeah, because he lives in Italy part of the time, too, and I like going there. It's a nice country.
Where do you live?
I live in Santa Barbara, California.
Well, you live in a nice part, too. So Italy, Hawaii, California, you're good. You're good.
Do you see a marriage with me at any point in my life? Because, it's something I've always wanted to do. You do?
I do, yeah. Again, like I said, good things come to those who wait. And you're not too old or anything like that. I do see a marriage for you.
Oh, good. Oh, wonderful. Yeah, and I will get on your Facebook and get a reading with you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa.
Have a good night.
There we go.
Okay.
Are we done with Donna?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sorry about that. I was screening more callers. Lisa, I'm telling you, you have people lined up out the door to talk to you today. So everybody, I apologize for the break there. But it's a great time to remind everybody that because we have such a great number of callers today, Lisa has a great Facebook fan page special that's just for you. If you go like her Facebook fan page, the link's on the show page right there. You just click it and it takes you right there. Her normal rate for a half an hour reading is $75. She's knocking $25 off. So you get 30% off today. If you send her a little message and say, I'd like to have a reading, you get $25 off and you can have a full 30 minutes just for yourself, which is always cool. And our next caller is going to be coming from Pamela. Pamela is born March 11th, 1973. Pamela, you're live with Lisa. Go ahead.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question regarding my children, regarding a custody issue that has been a nightmare. I have a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And my ex-husband is a Secret Service agent, which I highly recommend nobody ever divorces a Secret Service agent. there's been just so many lies and red tape, and it's mainly because of people he knows. And he didn't really start to get involved with my children until I got engaged a few years ago, and now I'm married. But my daughter currently lives with my ex-husband in Maryland, and my son currently lives with me in Arizona. But they've known nothing but to be together, except for the last 2 years, which is when she decided she wanted to try living with her dad. It was supposed to be a 2-month thing, and it turned into a 2-year thing.
I don't see this coming out the way you want it to. I think that, and I'm so sorry, I just hate to be the bad news fairy here, but I just don't think that the two children are going to finish the rest of their childhood together. I feel that she will stay in Maryland, and I feel your son will stay with you. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I know that must hurt horribly. But here's the good news. I think she's really happy, and that's what we want for our kids, is to be happy. So I definitely think that she's okay.
Well, I've talked to her, and I have a different relationship with her than her father does, but she has told me many times that she's not happy with the situation, but I think she fears her dad. He's very intimidating to her. And he's poured a lot of money into this court case, and they hold that above her head a lot.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I don't see it changing, but there's no harm coming to her. And, of course, every child, you know, always wants their parents back together, but I just don't see that happening right now, if ever.
Okay.
I would never.
You couldn't pay me enough to be back together with him.
Well, I understand that.
Okay, well,
but,
Pamela,
yeah,
good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Take care. Well, not always what you want to hear, but, you know, one thing, Lisa, you tell it like you see it, and that's the important thing. And our next caller is Patty, and Patty was born September 30th, 1952. Patty, you're now live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Lisa. I'm enjoying the show. Thank you very much. I have a gentleman friend. He's 64. I'm 62. He's from my past, and we just got reunited. I think he's seeing someone, but I'm not sure. But I get mixed messages from him. Does he want to take our relationship or our friendship and kick it up a notch, or does he just want to be friends?
I don't think he wants to take it any further than the way it is right now. I think he's kind of having fun just being the single person right now. So I think what I see for your relationship is pretty much how it is right now.
Okay.
So if another person comes in your life and wants to take you out for dinner, you're going to go. You're going to go, okay. So don't limit yourself, because he's definitely not limiting himself.
Do you see someone coming into my life then?
I do see other people, you know, requesting your presence and, you know, company. I do see other invitations, you know, coming to you. So absolutely, take them up on it.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much. I appreciate your guidance.
Thanks,
You're
Patty.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
And our next caller is Mindy. Mindy was born April 5th, 1956, and Mindy, you are now live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm working from home and typing away and listening, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm so open to the process to receive a message. I don't know if I ask a question or just receive. Everyone seems to be asking a question. Should I ask a question or just receive?
Yes. Go ahead and ask a question, please.
Thank you. It's about my move. When I'll be moving and how do you see that coming about? Thank you.
Okay. Are you not wanting to move? I feel like you're under pressure to move.
Right. Yeah. I'm under pressure that
very
I have to stay.
Yeah, it gives me a really uncomfortable feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I do see a move happening. I do see it being somewhat under duress. But go with the flow. I think that you're going to find after a month or two after you're in the new spot that you're going to be like, okay, this isn't so bad. Remember, everything that you have is a memory. Everything that you do is a memory. So those memories are always going to be with you. But I'm going to say, you know, what I see is you not wanting to do this move, but go ahead and do it. And I think it's going to be this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so get your boxes together, girl.
That's funny. Is it overseas or is it in California?
You know, when you first started talking, I saw the Atlantic Ocean.
That's cool.
So I'm going to say it's going to be overseas.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Right on.
I want to spend a lot of time over there and a little bit of time here. So thank you for your service today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Thank you for your call, Mindy. And I've got two more callers screened. I've got a bunch more that are there. If we can get to you, we will. We are going to, let's see, where did we just pop to? We have Eileen. Eileen is born June 28th, 1951. And Eileen, you're now live with Lisa.
Hi. Hi there, you guys. Thanks for Lisa. Yeah, Lisa. So, Lisa, there's a lot of changes that are positive in my life that are fabulously endings and new beginnings. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
You still there?
Keep going. Yep.
So, I'm waiting for my court date to get my final hearing to be divorced. I'm so looking forward to this. And my husband and I are on the same page, and everything is very positive between the two of us. I just want to know, is the lawyer who filed the e-filed the papers for me, is she going to be there in the courthouse? She's going to just go, right? Because now she's tied to it because she signed the papers, right?
She should be there, yeah. I don't foresee an issue with her not being there.
Okay, that was my biggest insecurity.
Yeah, I don't see an issue with her not being there. So, and I understand that. But, yeah, I think that that's going to all turn out pretty well.
Great. All right. And one other question. I had a client who wanted some of my artwork. And is he on the fence right now? Is he going to come back and take the four paintings that he wanted? Because he was kind of like offering me a price of what he would pay. And I said, no, no, no. But I dropped my price somewhat. You're going to come back?
No,
and okay.
I don't think so. I think that if somebody else offers you money for your paintings, you need to just go with that. I don't think he's going to come back.
Good, because I don't think he's a talker.
Right.
My friend Darby is here, and she's like in a whole, I mean, her name is Lynn. She's in a whole overwhelm right now in her life, and she was afraid to call in instead of me. Could you just look at her? Her info
well,
really
Eileen, I need to take the next caller.
Have her call back in if we get to her, if we can. Okay, thank you so much. And our next call is coming from another Lisa. And Lisa, you're live with Lisa. And Lisa, your birth date is September 20th, 1962.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I really thank you. Thank you.
How can I help you?
Well, mine is all about work. And I wonder what you saw for that in the next June, July.
Well, I'm not thinking it's what you want to hear.
Okay.
Are you at the point where they can offer you a buyout or a transfer? I feel like there's something negative here. I'm feeling more of a negative edge. With your work. So I think June and July is going to be kind of up in the air for you. I don't feel like you're going to be very settled at all. But I feel like somebody is going to be sitting down with you and talking to you about your future and should you do something different.
Okay. And like a relocation kind of thing?
Right, right, exactly.
You and I are the
same age, and when we get to be our age, we can look at this as, oh, yay, this is great, or, oh, my God, are you kidding? So I want you to look at it as, oh, yay, this is great. I want you to look at the, you know, the bright side of things. Look at the glasses half full. So
oh, yeah.
I think that this is an exciting time, but June and July, things are just so up in the air, and you're like, where are the cards going to fall? Actually, they're going to fall okay. I hope this is what you want to hear, but that's how I'm seeing it.
Well, I'm open. I'm open to the adventure of it. Yeah, definitely.
Good.
And when you said, yeah, you know, that, no, that's as long as something's shaken, I'll take it.
Well, good luck to you. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Yeah, shaking's always a good thing. And our last call of the night is going to come from Sharon. And Sharon was born July 15th, 1966. Sharon, you're live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you tonight?
So far, so good.
Good. What can I answer for you tonight?
Well, I'm interested in changing careers. And I wonder if you can let me know if you see that in my near future, what kind of time frame that could possibly be happening.
So first of all, when I started hearing your voice, I kept getting the name John. Who is John?
Well, it's my ex-husband.
Lovely. I keep hearing the name John, John, John. I'm like, what in the world does that mean? Yeah, I do see a change in careers, a huge change in careers. I mean, this is not parallel at all. So instead of, you know, walking the straight line, we're kind of going to go the curvy way here. Good for you. This is in your chart. Mm. This is in your birth chart to kind of change it up a little bit. I see a lot of coastline coming up for you. I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Okay.
Hey, beach, that's always good. But, yeah,
oh, yeah.
Do the changes. This is going to open up a world of opportunity for you. And I want you to watch for a female with an M-A-R name, like, you know, Mara, Mary, Margaret, whatever M-A-R
okay.
names there are. Watch for those. That name is going to be very important for you. Very
okay.
important.
Okay, do you feel like that's someone who's going to help me get this
yes.
going? Or okay.
yep.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they're going to be very significant in your life.
Wonderful.
Who is
and
the
you
fashion
have
designer?
Well, I have a friend that I tease about that all the time.
Okay.
I don't know any fashion designers, but I do have a friend that I tease all the time.
Okay.
She's my fashionista.
There you go. Well, good luck to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your help.
Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Sharon, for the
have
call.
A good night.
Thanks, everyone.
Well, that was a whirlwind hour, Lisa. Can you believe the time is already gone?
No, I can't. That's just like 5 minutes ago it started.
I know. It's just like the show just started. So, again, everybody
yeah.
who tuned in tonight, Lisa will be back next month or whenever. Well, it's whenever we can twist Lisa's arm to come back, but hopefully we can get her back over the course of the summer a couple of times. And a real quick reminder that if you want to get a private session with Lisa, you can get it scheduled so you can get an entire half hour dedicated just to you. Go to Lisa's Facebook fan page. The link is there on the Rated G Radio show page tonight. Click it and then go like it and then send her a message and say, Lisa, I want more. Her normal half-hour session is $75. You'll get $25 off. That's 33% off. A third off is always a great price, so you get a half an hour for $50. Lisa, anything else we want to share with listeners tonight before we head out?
I just wish everybody light and love and go out in the world and do your thing.
There we go. And here's my little self-plug for the night. If you're out there and have not seen the Facebook fan page announcement or the iTunes link, you can actually go out and get my new song. If you like Billy Idol and White Wedding, you may love this song for summertime parties that you have out in your neck of the woods. This is called Gay Wedding. It's by me, Garrett Miller. You can get it on iTunes and anywhere you can buy music online. And we will see you live tomorrow night with Mark DePena, live from Sydney, Australia. He's going to be reading poetry to us. Have a great night, everybody.
Sister, she can't. sister, go on, take a...
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.